Good morning, KF8BOT. W8RCY, your first transmission out on your original call is very scratchy. Your sign-off call was much clearer than the original. You might want to try that call out again.
Copy that last station. This is KF8EDQ. I'm coming at you from Saginaw Township on a little radio. So I just wanted to see if it'll reach out that far.
Well, hopefully Madison Heights, Michigan is a good enough distance for you. I'm just about 2 miles northeast of the I-75, I-696 area, right on the border between Oakland and Macomb County. And your signal is getting better. The original signal was rough. You are definitely making it to the bad area.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm on a little UV-5R, and the repeater is like 12 miles away, I want to say. So I think it's a bit of a reach for this radio, but I'll get something off so I can hit it a little bit better.
Well, unless you're sitting next to me at the kitchen counter, you can't get any better than what you are right now for that distance being 12 miles out on a 5R. I'm on an 8-watt radio, Wolfson, and I'm about 5 miles from my repeater that I'm talking on, more inbound for these. So yeah, every time you talk, you're getting better, so you're just probably getting closer to the repeater. I will let you go. Here is Donald. Again, I'm in Madison Heights, about 2 miles northeast of the I-75 interchange. You sure have a great day, and yeah, I'm fine with that radio for now. W8RCY.
Thank you, Donald, W-A-R-C-Y. My name's Mike. 73s. I'm going to continue to monitor. It's coming in a little bit scratchy, but I got another radio coming today, so we'll see what happens. But this is break. This is KF8EDQ. Monitoring.
W8RCY monitoring.
Happy Monday. Oh man, I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing than driving into work. How'd the dozing go? Did you get it finished?
W8RCY.
After the week I just had, I'm not too upset. It seems like I'm back to my regularly scheduled programming. I don't think I have any events or anything I have to do this week other than work, so I'm okay with it. Dozing is not done yet. I had him for a day. I called him. I gave him like a 18-hour notice, and he had a dozer at my house that night, and the dirt showed up for the next 2 days. So I had him the first day for about 9.5 hours pushing and getting the trucks out, and then I had my dad on the dozer just getting the trucks out the next day. So I've got a bunch of piles of dirt in my yard. crazy. Oh, well, you see, how are you going to get it finished up? You going to have to bring the dozers back in, or what's the process? The biggest hurdle is accomplished. The dirt's on the property. Dozer's also on the property, so it's just a matter of him coming back. I mean, he's a busy guy. And his part-time guy had some family issues, so I'm hoping I'll have someone on that thing today. And it should be done, it should be done this week, I hope. And then I got to have my driveway redone after we just redid the driveway. So that's another fun thing.
W8RCY. Morning, Donald. Whoops, so, well, very good. At least you're on the road to getting that all done, finished up. Man, it's been occupying some of your time, tell you what. Donald, good morning. How was your trip?
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Dakota. Trip was fine. I got in about 1:15 this morning, and I've had maybe about an hour and a half nap on the couch. And come home, they turned on the air conditioning in the building. Went to turn the air conditioning on to just get some air in here cycling and blowing, opened up the windows. And I find out my air conditioning is not even working. Well, it's working, but there's no power to the fan motor. All it's doing is going, So the gerbil on the little wheel is not turning. So I'll have to call maintenance on that.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, Sean, I think I'm at the tail end of this finally, but Rome wasn't built in a day. Donald, at least it's not too hot today. I got a sweater on. It's 49 degrees according to my truck. I'm not mad about it, but I am ready for summer. It's almost, what is it, May, June, and it's still broken 80, what, one time?
Yeah, so it's a little cool. This is the good kind of cool, though. Light jacket. It's going to get up to, I think, 62 or 63, they said today, which is a little short, but hey, what are you going to do? Ah, well. Good weather to work on the yard, I've got to say. If you got to do any bust-ass stuff out in the yard, that'll be good. I got to work on the main repeater, though. I think we got some trouble there. We started noticing it in receive performance. So if the weather gets nasty, that'll be good. I can use that to go do that. Not that it's ever really stopped me before. Ah, man. So where am I going to get coffee this morning, Donald?
Yeah, so I ran the air conditioning through the storms Thursday night before I left Friday morning for India, and everything was working fine. The air was not on, but I had the fan going to get everything, because the place was buttoned up during the storm. Home, and like I said, it's all the air conditioning's been turned on. Turned it on just to cycle it through and get the stale smell out of it. Opened up the windows, and next thing you know, I don't feel the thing blowing out any air. So I think the little gerbil on the wheel was just went on a strike or something. So all I hear is a hum of the motor when I turn it on. So if you're not going to have air conditioning, today's the day not to have it. Up on the way into the office, you should be able to find one. So, on the way home, stopped off at 9 Mile and Telegraph as we were heading up to Bloomfield Hills, drop off one of the guys, stopped at White Castle, and I picked up a couple of White Castles and a big chocolate shake. That was my breakfast this morning. I just finished up my chocolate shake. Yes, I still eat weird.
Donald, you were a little swirly on that last one, but I caught 90% of it. I didn't know White Castle had shakes, but that sounds pretty darn good right about now. And, at least it went out today instead of, July when it's 90 and you need it. So you can at least open the windows and enjoy the cool breeze. Sean, I got to pick your brain on temporary antenna setup, too. I don't know if you have any recommendations of a vertical that you've used as a stick in the ground, but being that my yard is going to be an ongoing project, I'm having some HF withdrawals. So I want to get something set up or ordered. I was thinking that Diamond BB7. I don't know if you've got any experience with that.
I don't. I really like it, though. I mean, I think it's Jerry at the Larks. I think he's got one of those, and it's the most impressive of all those, multi-band verticals I've seen. But I have no experience with them. The only multi-band vertical I've ever played with was a Butternut HF6V, and those get some pretty good reviews. They work pretty well. You know, the problem with verticals is they're verticals, and they require really good ground conduction, and if not, you got to lay out radials, and and rarely do people lay out the requisite number of radials. So that's the biggest problem. And if you don't do that, then you're going to get, you're only going to get what your ground provides, and generally it's kind of eh, But the trick to a vertical is to go as long as you can. The upper bands can play just fine on the longer antenna, but the lower bands really, really are compromised. So I think if I were buying one right now, I'd look at one of those gap antennas. I don't know if it's the Voyager or the Titan, one of those. That'd be probably the way I'd go. But if you want something that you can also use later on, for larks and stuff, then that BB7 has a real appeal.
Well, I'm no antenna expert, so Dakota, take it.
I'm no antenna expert either. That's why I always ask Sean. And then you do any research on this stuff, and the marketing research, I should say, they all say, no radios, this, that, or the other thing, and I know that's not the case. And I've got no problem putting out radios. I'll just have to make quick disconnects or something, but I'm just trying to think of something I can literally stick in the ground and be done with it. That way I'm not trying to put up a mast every time I want to operate. I could put this on the side of the house and just that'd be the end of it. So I'll check that other one out. And I guess at the worst case, I could always use the chili dog, but that's not meant to be a semi-permanent install.
Leave a little room in there. And I thought I heard someone key right as I went the key up, but not sure. Anyhow, verticals are a little bit of a compromise unless you do them right, and that's hard to do them right. Steve, N8NM, he's over in the Discord. He's here listening often, but he did a set of phased verticals on 40. Now, they're 32 foot each. And then he phased them, and he can actually null things out, send his signal in a couple of directions, instead of, omnidirectional, so he gets a little gain off of it. And I've always thought those were intriguing, something like that. I don't know where else you could use them, that's the problem. They're popular phased verticals. But that's starting to get real complicated, the phasing and all that stuff. Probably beyond anything you want to tackle. And I don't know if that's necessarily what you're looking for anyhow. Yeah, I reiterate, if I was looking for something for the house, I would probably, if I couldn't find a high gain high tower, that's what I really want, then I'd probably look at a Gap Titan or a Voyager or whatever the one is that goes down to 80. So look into that, see what you think, and go from there. Oh, man. Yeah, Donald's place there is, in the winter, the heat rises, and he's up on the, 8th floor or whatever the heck it is, and, man, I'll tell you, I don't think he ever turns the heat on in the summer, or the winter, because of that hot air rising from all the apartments below them. I wonder if it's the opposite in the winter. All the air conditioning falls, so the people in the basement are froze out. The people up top, it doesn't do no good for Donald, but I just wonder about that. You try whacking on it, kicking it?
Well, when when I got home, I wasn't going to whack on anything or kick anything at about 1:15 in the morning and wake up the neighborhood. And you are absolutely correct. In the dead of winter time, unless it gets to like a 30 below wind chill factor, I do not run my furnace at all. I run it once in the beginning of the season to air it out because of the transfer. And then in the springtime, like I did last night, it's a fun sound. I heard from the finish, it was a sound, and that was at a hum, and I said, oh, gerbil's on strike. So, like I said, you know, what a good day to not have air conditioning. But even in the summertime, like I said, if it's 100 degrees with 100% humidity, I'll run the air conditioning. But actually, both my heating and air conditioning are central air and central heat, all in one unit. And Sean is right, Dakota. In the wintertime, it's a t-shirt, basketball shorts, and barefoot. Even with 6 inches of snow on the ground, it doesn't matter. It's comfortable up there. And I don't have to run it. So my electric bill is null. I mean, my electric bill is about $27 a month. And I don't have an empty wall socket in my apartment. I think I maybe have one dual outlet, and I'm looking at it in the corner of my bedroom. Everything else has got something stuck in it. You know, a radio charger or something, you know. or lamps or night lights or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm blessed and fortunate. Plus, I face the south-southwest. So I catch the sun really nice on the glass in the wintertime, and it helps a lot. And one more thing for Sean. The foliage is so thick now, I cannot see the hospital, nor can I see the downtown Detroit skyline. It's all gone. The trees here in the field out back have filled everything in. So I don't know how my signal is going to be in the future. But also, I was moving around Dakota. That's why I got a little warbly on the last transmission. I just noticed myself moving around again, so I apologize for that. Back to you.
NACF. No, you're good. I just wanted to make sure I could hear what you were saying, that's all. Our first apartment was sandwiched between two units. They were like, I don't know, they were, it was really like a condo, like a cast condo that had two-car garages, two beds, two baths. Sandwiched between two units, and it was the same thing. Our electric and heat was like negligent compared to what I'm paying now to be in a house. So I missed those, you know, $30, $40 DVE bills compared to what we're paying.
Sean must be ordering a coffee. Yeah, like I say though, I mean, I'm 85 feet up in the air. And not quite above the
tree with it, but I think it's more fun going on.
Being higher than where I'm
also noticing how you are at my door wall.
It's a vast open field. In the wintertime, you can see the whole thing going on. Truly blessed man, and my health is getting better. You know, I was in the hospital a week ago, but I got all good numbers and all good reports there, except for that hiccup. So, I'm a very lucky man. Does Sean have his coffee?
I don't know. Do I got to repeat, Dakota? It's like we missed the rotation. That was a pretty big double. I caught bits and pieces of both of you. Couldn't really get context on anything.
I'm slap happy and I'm babbling. So when I signed off, I said, I wonder if Sean got his coffee.
have not stopped for coffee yet. I'm going to do it just ahead. Anyhow, I was commenting on Donald's crappy signal about how it's probably not as much to do about foliage as it is to do something going on at the main repeater. So, got to get in and get a look at it. That's pretty much the gist of it. Oh, man. And it was me, Donald, Dakota. I don't know if that's now Donald, me, Dakota, but I'm just going to stick with the rotation as we started it. Donald?
Well, I apologize for my part of the double there. I thought you were like a Suzuki coffee. So I jumped back in. No, my gist was the fact that, I mean, I don't, and this is my cliche, I don't live in the Taj Mahal, but I, for what I have, for what I pay, and the utility bills I pay, I'm very blessed and very fortunate to have what I have. So, that's about it there. And, other than that, though, I want my main boat. And then,
so, I'm completely green to repeaters. What, do they go out of tune? Do they wear out? I mean, there's not moving parts, right? That's not my knowledge. What changes on that? I think, I've never been real happy with the, connector on the antenna, and I think it, I don't think it was put on right. And it's a big one. It's a 2¼-inch, hardline connector, and it's this new style, so I don't have the tools. I'm kind of afraid to take it apart, because I don't have everything I need to dress it back out and connect it up. But it spins on the end of the coax, and I'm just not real confident that the guys that installed it did it correctly. And I think if that's, you know, I think, and there's been a lot of activity in the room where the repeater is, and the opportunity for somebody to have, you know, bump things or move things, and I got to go in there and I got to sweep the antenna. Check that. That'd be my first guess. Normally, nothing, you know, unless something breaks, nothing goes out of whack. You know, antenna gets hit by, you know, gets jostled around by the weather, or gets lightning strike, or something goes bad, and you know, in the repeater itself. But in this case, I think we got, you know, it could have a jumper went bad or something. You know, that's it's going to be probably something in the antenna or antenna jumpers. Setup. So that's really what I got to go prepared to work on.
Are we talking about the warning repeater?
Hi, Sean. Yes, we are. And I'm just pulling up to the Starbucks window here, so then I'll order next.
Okay, real quick, yeah. When Sean was mentioning that I was sounding rough, is because I'm still moving around. I'm unpacking and stuff because I got to flip everything around because I go back on Friday night, Saturday morning. Actually, Indy because the race is this coming weekend. Then I got to do laundry again, flip everything around because I got clothes that I wear for Detroit. I don't go down there looking like a bum. I look like I'm somebody important, even though I'm credentialed. I'm not actually working. Got to keep up with the Joneses and their fashions and their style. I'll never forget a few years ago, I was down in Detroit. We were on Belle Isle, and that paddock in Belle Isle is a 300,000 square foot slab of white cement. It's like 90 degrees out, and there's a guy that's got a Florida tan, dressed in a long sleeve black shirt, heavy black jeans, got a spotter. I mean, I bet the tags are still on the inside of them, jeans. And cowboy boots, and he thought he was the cat's pajamas walking around the paddock, because you could tell that guy was sweating buckets. You got to dress comfortable. You got to dress smart. Got to wear long sleeves. If not, you'll get sunburned. My girlfriend's ex-husband just died about a year and a half ago from skin cancer because he was a jock. Never protected himself. Thought nothing would ever happen to him until he got the doctor's call that he was on end-stage skin cancer. So, yeah, sad story, but true, but, yeah, so, anyways, that's the gist of my next couple of weeks.
one of the ladies at work, I think she's in France right now watching F1. Monaco, does that sound right?
Well, you wouldn't do good at Wheel of Fortune. You're missing a vowel. You're missing an A. That's Monaco, not Monaco. Yeah, that. Sean, go ahead.
That's the champagne race. Man, that's where it's high-dollar European stakes. So, yuppers, Monaco. Good stuff. I'm just jumping back in, got my coffee.
Well, I'll let you two guys go. I am going to finish unpacking, get my day figured out. I'll call maintenance around 8 o'clock, wake them up, and plan out, you know, for the remainder of my week. And that's about it. Like I said, I'm either going to, I don't know what we're going to do, if we're going to leave Friday night or Saturday morning and head back down for the race weekend. Weather looks great. Looks like it's going to be 68 and sunny. Perfect weather to run a race car. Especially an Indy car. They run better in the cooler weather. So, all right, guys, have a good day. Don't work too hard. Me, I'll just be, you know, doing like I always do, sandbagging. Be careful. W8RCY.
Have a good day, Donald. Good luck with your AC. Hopefully I can get it fixed for you today. Although I don't think you're going to need it for a couple days. 53 has been backed up for like 2 miles, and it's not even closed. I don't understand what the issue is here. But, yeah, happy Monday. Where'd you get coffee, Sean? Starbucks? Yeah, see you, Donald. Go. There we go. Yep, catch you later. Get them guys up there to fix your air before you do need it. So, there you go. Right now you can just open up the windows. Be fine. Yeah, I did my espresso drink at Starbucks. They give me 4 shots of espresso and throw a little spoonful of suds, their foam on it. Just enough to, I don't know what it does. It just adds a little pizzazz to the 4 shots of espresso. I don't like a lot of milk product, you know, like lattes, and even when I get cappuccinos, I have to tell them to make them dry so that they don't put a lot of milk in them. Don't mind the foam, but the milk's a bit much. Especially like a latte, good God. It's like a big glass of milk with coffee flavoring. Crazy. Anywho, I am pulling into the drive here, and you're still on 53. Yeah, warm milk is a no for me, and 53 was backed up. I should have been at the office by now. I'm just now at the lights turn on to 59. Real quick, I got Phil situated. He's got 2 nodes now, so if you see KATMR hooked up to FBI, not a rogue. So he should be all situated, and we got his antenna all taken care of on his truck yesterday. So hopefully we hear him out here a bit more. But I'll be clear for yours. I got a little bit of ways to go, but get your day going, NADBF. Yep, I just pulled in. So, oh, looky there. Looks like most of my Indians are coming in today. All right, we'll talk to you later. W8FU.
KPP.
Is that you, Wallace? Booster,
NKPP.
How are you doing this morning? This is Jack.
Good morning, young man. How's it going?
So far, it's going good. How about you?
Pretty good. Just went and had brunch with Mama, and I'm heading back to the office. I'll be there in about 4 minutes, but I've been really busy the last couple, 3 days with personal stuff. So I finally turned the radio on, and I figured I'd say hi to my friends.
No problem, anytime, Wallace. Anytime, really. Anyhow, yeah, I've been busy, too, out there gardening cucumbers, tomatoes, all that. Clean up here, clean up there, and it's still not done. Roger.
Yep, I cut the grass, bought an electric lawnmower, battery lawnmower, which is kind of fun. Performs a lot better than I thought. What else? Had the grandkids, went to a block party. So, doing all sorts of cool stuff. Went to the doctor for a tune-up. So, things like that. I was working on a radio for RCY, WRCY. So, been a busy boy. And now I gotta go back and make some phone calls. One of them I forgot to do, and it hit me while I was eating brunch. I go, uh-oh, I better take care of this. So, I'm heading towards the office to go take care of that project.
You did take care of a lot of things. Wow. All these things to do. Wow. I would never have done them all in a few days. It might take me a little bit longer, but you know how it is, you know. Sometimes you get tired, so you gotta sit down a little bit, relax a little bit, and you forget all those things. Roger.
Oh, yeah, I get it. You got to keep pushing forward. You got them all done. Oh, another thing. I'm considering buying a golf cart. Believe it or not, I'm going to have to put a ham radio in my golf cart. I wonder if that's cool. So my subdivision allows golf carts. And I want a golf cart. I want to go hanging around with all the other cool kids. So I found one, pretty good price, electric, all new batteries, so I might be in the world of a golf cart cruising the neighborhood.
Yeah, buy me a golf cart, four-wheeler, snowmobile, all that good stuff. The golf carts, it's okay. I think they did authorize that a long time ago.
Yeah, well, you have to get a sticker on them. You've got to have blinkers, horn, headlights. What else? I forget. Brake lights, tail lights. And I think that was it. Something else, I thought. Whatever. But, so that's it. All right, Jack, I'm going to let you go, buddy. I am in the driveway, and I got to go handle some things so I don't get in trouble. You stay out of trouble and be good. DRC. KFHDRC. I know I get that right. NHKPP. I have a new call sign here after the first of the month, too. So that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You take care and have a good day. KFHDRC. Station 922, station 922, WREG, 48, copy.
Thank you.
press the volume button, press it, and then the button, the black button on the far right.
Yeah, don't press any of the buttons.
W-I-U-T-88, West Goldfield.
Now, this is WDTIJ EchoLink on the KFBI repeater. WDTIJ.
W8FU.
Calling it a day?
I'm calling it something.
Very good. M-A-K-E-P-P. That's good. Well, it's over. On to the next day.
Yep, got exactly nothing accomplished with the new repeater, so that was good.
Well, at least you had a chance to stare at it. So, if you want to swap it out or whatever, I thought I just saw Freddie make a comment or something on Discord about it. Maybe not.
Well, if it's a setting, it's an awful lot of work just to have the same problem. Because obviously, if it's a setting, I'll load the config into the other one and be right in the same boat. If it's not a setting, not part of the config, then, you know, then yeah, that's the next logical step. But I would much prefer trying the config first. If I could just get one. Seems like that's the big wild card here.
Yeah, we'll find one. It's everything lately I've noticed is a big pain in the butt and a long struggle. So with everything, it's been that way.
I'll hit Jeff up when he gets home. Maybe he can find one for the Bay City machine. Maybe TJ can find the one that he was looking for. I think they said Mike. I haven't hit Mike up directly. He's the only one.
Here's a stupid thought, maybe. Can't you just go up to the top of the 13th floor and read the one that's up there?
Yeah, except that's not a repeater. Well, wait, the 900 repeater's up there. I could do that, actually.
See that? I'm more than just a pretty face. I got two things right this month so far.
A little bit of a pain in the ass because I got to haul one of them old boat anchor computers up there. None of them have batteries worth their weight, so I got to carry that, power supply and all that. But, I mean, it's not that big a deal. But my son's on vacation this week, and I'm going to be taking at least a day, if not two, off. So one day's already gone, so might be pretty limited what I can accomplish this week.
Well, we're in no hurry, and summer is coming, so we'll have lots of daylight, lots of time, and no hurry. So worst-case scenario, we just go copy. I mean, can't do any harm in copying. We're not writing. We're just reading.
And maybe I'm in a hurry. So that's the problem. Got to get myself not in a hurry. I do have to get by Warren as well. I got something going on there, a couple of different things. We keep losing that Warren receiver on the Mount Clemens. Looks like RF, maybe. So, and I'm having some RF issues there, so it's all kind of adding up.
Yeah, I got a bunch of running around to do tomorrow, but I could try to get to your place to drop off this handy cocky for Don. And I got it in there, and I put a bunch more. That WABRO repeater was down for, I thought it was gone, and I see it's back up, so I added to his code plug just so he would have it. Seems that this radio could hold 1,000 channels. I figured, what's 3 or 4 more channels?
Can't solve it, buddy.
Well, whatever. I'll slip it in there, but I got a limited amount of time and a boatload of things to do, so if it happens to find a way into that itinerant, then so be it.
I don't blame you. Somebody can board us.
Okay. Get back.
You weren't the 10-4.
It was I,
W8OC1. Hello, what's up, Greg? And then pass it over to Donald.
What was that for me? I sure pass it over to Donald. Good afternoon, gentlemen. But I jump in there, say howdy. This is Aaron today. This is the doctor. CVS Pharmacy, how fun is that? Donald, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah,
thankful and grateful to the gentleman for all that's been done. And today, unfortunately, we lost the mouse that runs on the wheel that operates the fan to my heating and air conditioning. The mouse died, so we had to put a new mouse on the fan. So now my air conditioning and heating unit has a blower. So I got a brand new shiny in that wheel there, thing, the wheel housing for the unit. So, yep, we're back in business. Day like today, I don't need the air conditioning. Matter of fact, it's so cold, I actually closed the place up about 20 minutes ago because it was getting kind of windy and that wind was a little bit cool. John?
All right, well, it's pretty cool that they got it fixed that quickly.
Very good.
And, well, you got your money's worth out of that mouse joke. That's no question there. And, Greg, I need to know where you're at right now and what you're running, because I'm going to be looking at the 2.6 in a maybe tomorrow, and I'll have you do the same thing. Because the last couple of times you've been noisy, and I didn't think you should be. So let me pass it over to Wally, but Greg, I need to know where you're at, what you're running.
Well, Sean, you're kind of popcorn-y, too. Is that a word? Popcorn-y. So, anyway, Greg, go ahead. I have nothing more to offer, and I got to get ready because I'm going to go out golfing. Tonight's golf week night, so I'm going to need a jacket. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, good night, golf. Let's go again. Nice golf day. Jacket on the field. 4 miles. Not much behind me. South just a meter. I guess there's a short note behind me. 50 watts. 10 seconds. I'm on full power right now. Into the one. 2.6. Donald, that's done.
Let's just go to Rock and skip the round table. It's unnecessary right now. What? I didn't hear all of that. You're mobile or you're home? I heard 50 watts behind something. I'm trying to get an idea of your parameters.
Wow, I can't believe it's that bad. No, I'm in my mobile. 24 mile in haze. Mobile, 24 mile in haze. 50 watt mobile. 2.6.
All right, I heard all of that. Yeah, it sucks. And, So what I'm going to, when you get home, I don't know when you're going to be home, but when you get home in the driveway or from the house or something like that, I want something that's easily repeatable. And if I get up to the site, I'll say, hey, hit me, you know, now. And I want to, I got something in mind I want to try. I think I might have a flaky jumper. And, you know, there's other ways I can do this, but, you know, I might find an opportunity to swing by there when I don't have all the test equipment. So, all right, just let me know when you get, like, someplace that's readily repeatable. Anyhow, go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I'm even surprised the signal was that jumpy and scratchy in 24 and Hayes area. I've been out that way a few times over with my HTs and able to hit repeaters or no problem. I don't know if we're talking this band or the other band, but, yeah, that's surprising. Oilage is getting so bad that rather quickly before I left for Indy, I could still see the Detroit skyline and the hospital, which is a couple of football fields away from me, you know, like next door. Sean knows exactly what I'm talking about. Can't see nothing this morning. Everything's gone. It's just a wall of trees now, and I'm not above the tree line to the field. So I wonder how my signal going in that direction. I mean, it's bad enough that I'm talking east. I mean, I'm actually due west of this repeater, the Warren one. But, quickly, and I'm just wondering if it's filled in that quickly here, what it's like everywhere else, that could be problems for everybody everywhere. Is Wally still around? Or where does it go back? Sean? Wally? I don't know. I lost track.
Let me see if I got it.
I do. Sean, just for check, and then I got to leave. I'm on the Warren repeater at home on my outside antenna, so I don't know if that will help you at all or not. So, over to Sean, NAKPP. I am gone. Bye, guys.
Real quick, what's the power?
Well, probably 45 watts, 40 watts, whatever an XPR puts out at max.
You can't drop it down to low power easily. All right, never mind. Because you're in just fine. I mean, there's a little bacon fry, but not enough for what I'm looking for.
Okay, I dropped it. Probably 10 watts.
Again, bacon fry, but, you know, not really. You're still 100%, so that's weird. So this isn't a, you know, foliage is one thing. We were talking about foliage when I was trying to determine what was going on, but I've now pretty much come to the conclusion there's something wrong at the repeater. So, you know, foliage is a factor, but that's not the factor I'm dealing with right now. Right now I've got a problem at the receiver. So I'm tiring of talking of it. I just got to get up there and deal with it. I'm just looking for some references that I can easily call on. And so I just, that's all.
Okay, I copy. I understand. WRCY, we're listening for now.
I've lost track again.
I'm doing something on my internet here, and I'm being distracted, so that's my fault, not paying attention.
Where'd you go, Greg, or where'd you get to?
I am about 5 minutes from being home, and I can do low, medium, and high power from home and see if that helps at all. I'm coming in on the Mount Clemens right now. Hopefully that's better.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine on that one. But all right, whatever. Like I say, when you do get home and you're on your fixed antenna at home, I'd like to hear, you know, low, medium, high, or whatever, just real quick as a reference. But, big, you know, it doesn't really matter. I got to go up there, and I got to haul some test equipment up there. And I think I got a bad, honestly, I think I got a bad jumper or even a bad connector on the hard line. There's something, I know I've got RF in the site for other reasons, and now this and some other things, so I got to get by there. Something's happened.
Copy, KEADSI.
All righty, so we'll catch you later when you get situated. And, you know, Donald should never be noisy, and he's like half the time he's noisy, half the time he's fine. So that should be eliminated whenever I figure out what's going on. So, and Wally sounds pretty good regardless, so not going to be much change there. That I'll, you know, be noticeable. So you see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get some frames of reference to, you know, real quick say, you know, hey, look, oh, that made a difference. And you especially, when you get real noisy, that'll be real telltale.
Well, this morning when I was up, I was in the middle of unpacking and, you know, fumbling around and moving around, and these Nagoya antennas do flip around a lot and, you know, shake it, you rattle it just a little bit, and it wiggles around for five more minutes. It doesn't stop like a bobblehead. But, yeah, I'm trying to stay less moving around right now as I'm talking to you, so maybe I am a little more secure to where I was this morning.
Yeah, there's a few fades here and there, but mostly it's sounded worlds better than it did this morning. But and probably for the reason you fade. So, you know, one thing that's really telling is, I don't know if you have EchoLink. I don't think you have BB switch, but if you have some sort of way to, you know, check into the repeater digitally, and then, you know, especially if you've got a headset, you can put your you can connect in digitally. Or, you know, yeah, you know, through a VoIP or Echolink or All-Star or something like that, any number of ways. And if you can listen to it on a headset, then you can sit there with your handheld. You can actually almost paint a picture. You say, oh, I see what's going on here. It's really cool. I have Echolink on my cell phone, and I've only used it once, and I tried to get into the morning brew there on the GM repeater, and I was having some difficulty getting it connected right or something. So until I fully understand it, I mean, I believe I do have the FBI in there in storage. I just gotta get some practice time on it, I guess, is what I'm saying. But I can work on that this week while I got time. Yeah, using it's one thing, but I'm saying you just listen, right? You just bring it up and connect. You don't push the talk or anything. You just connect, and then if you got a speaker, a headset on, like a Bluetooth headset, then you won't get any feedback. And now you can sit there and you can talk and you can hear yourself in your ear, and you can you can almost notice that when you kind of move the radio just an inch to the right or inch to the left, you can kind of hear it. It really is eye opening. Okay, I have an earpiece, Bluetooth earpiece I can connect to my phone, and I'll get it charged up tonight, connected in the morning, and when I'm done talking to you guys, I'll be on the ECR out there and listen to it and give some insight, and I'll send you a text or something after you get to work. Sorry about my scanner going off in the background. But, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I'm still learning about it, like I say, but that's going to be opening for me and beneficial for you in the way of some information. I'll be more than happy to do it. I don't want to do laundry. Oh, yeah, whenever. It's just more, you know, eye-opening for you and all that stuff. I got pretty much what I need as far as your signal goes. You know, I'll know if, first of all, I got a problem, and I'm going to fix it, and it's going to make, you'll probably, you know, that'll be the end of it. You know, we won't hear any problems out of your area, your location anymore. So, Greg's now, you know, up there, that's going to be a bigger, you know, bigger hill to climb, you know, when he's really noisy up that way. So, but that, he should be fine too. So, anyhow, talking way too much about this. It's got to be more action and less talk. So, I don't know when I'm going to get up there. I'm so busy this week, and I've got time I got to take off. My son took off this week, and I was planning on taking at least a day, if not two, off. And tomorrow, if I get an email that I'm looking for favorable, then tomorrow might be my first of the days off. I don't know. Just not a really good week for getting any of this crap done. My train of thought. Things like getting me my radio, there's no rush. I want my Mapo, but it's just
no rush.
There's
Take
no
time.
Rush to give it to me. I got two other radios at the time, and I didn't even have a radio on me when I was down in Indy. They didn't have any spares available for me to borrow for the day, or the weekend. So. I'm okay without it. I got my Wooks on, Wooks off that I'm talking on now, and the old backup, trusty, reliable. But once I get that Moto back and I get my big box radio, it'll kick out 40, 45 watts. All heck's gonna break loose. So I'll let you get the rest of the way home. You should be almost there by now. Me, I'm still trying to get a nap, and I dozed off for about 2 hours this afternoon. But after they gave me a brand new mouse to run on the wheel. So, all right, have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you in the morning. Great, good luck with your static issue there when you get home. And Wally, if you're out there, hit it straight, buddy. Hit it straight. W8RCY.
All right, we'll see you. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, this is 5 watts into the 2.6 from home.
big old antenna in the attic.
Yeah, you sound like Wally, just a little bacon fry. So, not gonna... I'm surprised, you know, as bad as you sounded on the mobile in 24 and Hayes, I'm surprised how well you sound here.
Yeah, that's actually concerning me as well. I'm curious. I might have to try some other stuff just for my own testing, because normally it's just not that way. It should be pretty close to the same, although the antenna height here is a little better, but I'm only on 5 watts. I was 50, you know, 50 watts, not, you know, 300 yards from here. So, I don't know. Weird.
Yeah, there's a little popcorn in there, you know, a little bit more than a fry, little popcorn-y. But, all right, anyhow, keep that in mind. It's not as good as it could be, but it's certainly not bad, certainly workable. So, there you go. I don't know what the hell I got going on, but there's a lot of movement inside that room. I think somebody knocked my stuff around and my, you know, and I've never been real comfortable with the connector. It's a 2.25-inch hard line, which is not one that I normally deal with. I normally deal with half-inch, 7/8, you know, and this stuff's monstrous by my standards, and it's got these weird, I forget which company bought out Andrews, Cellwave maybe. They've kind of changed the formula, if you will, and the connectors are a little different than I'm used to, as we had problems with in Richmond, if you recall. So I'm just really reluctant to pull that connector apart, but I just don't feel that it's done right.
Yeah, roger that. I do remember the Richmond connector there, and yeah, it was funky. And if you've got that feeling from the get-go, you're probably right. I bumped it up to 25 watts here now, and just let me know if you need anything else, and we'll go from there.
Nah, it's all just data points, and thinking about it as I'm running around, so I just wanted to hear some things that can be easily repeated, like fixed antennas, like you're running. You can easily repeat this setup. No moving parts, so... Alrighty. I know I had some of these issues with this car. Everybody was saying, man, you sounded noisy in that. This was before these problems manifested. And it turns out it was on my end. Antenna connector, the mini UHF came loose like they often do. So sometimes it's something else. But alright, cool. I am making the final approach home here. I'm going to jump out and don't know what's going on tomorrow. I don't know if I'll get a chance to go by a site or not, but just got a gazillion things to do to try to fit them all in. What the hell's this? Do they got my street closed? Alright, I'll catch everybody later. W8FU.
Alright, good luck with whatever your minimal route is back home. Talk to you soon. AE8BSI, I'm clear.
It was an excavating company. It looked like they had the side street going to my house shut down, but they didn't once they got around the big truck. It was open. Shut down, kind of narrow, but it was open. All right, later. I'm literally home. W8FU.
Good afternoon. I wonder if what's the name got his dryer fixed.
It sounded like he had to go scrapping to get a switch.
Yeah, I didn't think I fell asleep after a while, but I look at that wiring again. Yeah, that thing got pretty warm, so that switch is bad, so I overcurrent.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. They use a resistor in that switch to, or I guess that's the thermostat, not the switch, but they use a little resistor in there to heat up the bimetal more than to make up for being on low instead of high.
Yeah, look at that schematic. I always wonder how they did it on the electric dryer.
I was surprised when I fixed my dryer. Yeah, one of those thermal fuses blew, and the gas wasn't kicking on, and I didn't know what the heck was going on. And took it apart, and never had a dryer apart before, and was kind of surprised at how easy that was. And started following the continuity, and all of a sudden it stopped, and I was like, oh, that's what's going on, and jumped the or bypassed that fuse and picked on, and I was like, oh, well, that must be my issue.
Hey, let me get this straight there on you. Take the back off the dryer, and then you got the exhaust vent at the bottom of the dryer just before you hook up to it. That's why I'm going to say it's a large bill of
out in the front, it was on the exhaust side of things, but, it was kind of interesting. They just said, all the safeties were all in series, and, if everything was good, your gas turned on and ignited. If it wasn't, it never turned on. House yet. Lord knows when it's been done before, but that one was, I think I had too little in the dryer, so it was getting, direct heat. It was just drying like a few little rags, so it wasn't enough load on it. Dry it, take it out, flip it inside out, and then throw it in there, dry it again, and then take it out and spread it over the bed and let it air dry the rest of the way.
I would love to do that, but I got too many birds and all I'm having to wash it again. So I just throw it in the dryer, let it do its thing. Nice as the vent goes downstairs to the pipe and I can install that flex stuff. I just pull it out, stick my hand in there, get the blades out. The one behind the dryer goes into the floor and then down. So that's all full fun. Every so often because she uses the dryer sheet. I took the lid trap out, and I wash it with a scrubby brush, get all that poop off of it.
Yeah, I'm always afraid you're going to get a rogue rain, and everything will get wet again with the dirty rainwater. But, my ex-in-laws, they had, they strung clothesline out to their basement, so that they would only, like, half-dry everything, so it was all still damp, and they'd take it out and then hang dry it the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Edelman over Pena, so it was always a 3 or 4 hour trip to get up there, so I'd spend the weekend or whatever up there, and yeah, it was, sometimes it'd be controlled chaos, especially the few of them had some mental issues and stuff like that, so quite an adventure sometimes.
Oh, I can see that. I mean, I have, you know, my mother is one of six, and she was the oldest of the six. So, there were, you know, myself and my five other siblings, and then my aunt and my uncles, or my aunt and my uncle, each had two, except for one aunt had three. You know, so when we all got together, all the cousins stayed downstairs in the basement at the grandparents, and all the adults were upstairs, and we weren't allowed to come upstairs during certain times, blah, blah, blah. You know, so when everybody was there, it was, you know, one big huge party, you know, barbecue. Grandfather would barbecue, and they would be around there with their golden Molson, Molson Golden, as my grandpa used to say.
Yeah, that's what going to the ex-in-laws was like. Big crowd everywhere. Worked with a guy an internship in college, and he was like one of 10 kids, and all of their kids had 10 kids, and it was they ended up for Christmas they'd have to rent a hall in order to fit everybody. they ended up having over 100 people there.
Yeah, that's a big family. That's a lot. Yeah, mine isn't that big anymore. You know, since my parents are gone, my father-in-law is gone. I got my mother-in-law, I got my two youngers. There's a dog with his head out the window.
Hey, yeah, I always said no more kids in arms. You know, can't have them going off in three different directions. No way to wrangle them.
Much better. I'm over, thank goodness I got a split 500 for the TX, and then I got Warren for the receive, because you don't hear anything coming back on 500, so. Two different sites.
Yeah, running split. Yeah, that works. Sounds like that won't be for long. Sounds like there's a new machine on the way.
Yeah, I heard about that, so it is what it is. Everybody's working on what they can, you know, get things done, but I'm getting good transmit off of Phil's, and I'm getting a good receive off of Sean. It works for me, going down here through Squirrel Road over to, what is it, Silverbell? Yeah, it makes a difference, and then I get into these holes.
Everything's a
hobby, so you gotta do what you can when you can. Can't expect it to be mission critical Johnny on the spot, you know? Exactly. I'm just glad that we got different release sites and everything's all interconnected in one way or another.
Talk to each other.
My phone says right now I'm going into a hole over here on Silverbell. Tends to get a little bit touchy around here.
A little fluttery, but still can hear you just fine.
Well, I'm just running a little dual band magma on top of the roof. The 2x4 will come at a later date. Some other radio financial obligations before I start buying new toys.
Yeah, I've got a SDB5. Still by Comet. It's a little different than a 2x4. I think the 2x4 is more wideband, so it'll cover GMRS and ham, but SDB5 is more concentrated on the ham, but still the same, similar gain and everything.
I mean, I got my two antennas in, because I got my DMR UHF that Wally built for me. And that one's just got another dual band on it. I want to get a better antenna for that one, too. Like I said, I got to pay off my bill right now, and then I can go buy more toys.
Yeah, you get a 25, too. You can probably get away with this the UHF, unless you, I don't know, what radio you got, your DMR will do UHF too.
The DMR UHF is a Motorola HPR4550 that Wally programmed all up for me. So I got that. And then I got my Alinco, which is a strictly analog cam. No digital on it, even though I can bring in the digital chip. Get that in there, but. So I need two antennas boosted, one for my Motorola and one for my Alinco.
Yeah, the Motorola is mono band, so do them off band. I got a XPR6550 DMR. Have a mobile for that, and I get a QIG MD390, I just have EQs, and I'm right in the, where I'm at, I'm like right in between three different repeaters, not able to hit any of them with their HT.
Well, the DMR is set up for, it says MI5 ROM, and so it sends out, I guess, a little IP ping or something like that. And so if I'm in Muskegon, it changes over to Muskegon Tower. If I'm in Lansing, it changes over to Lansing Tower. You know, so all I do is just see the mic and pick it up pretty quick.
50s, but the MD390s is not. You get a manually switch it. IPsec, I think, or IP connect or something like that. Gets them all linked up.
Yeah, right now the code plug is Cujo version 1, and he's already got me set up for, I think, Cujo version 2 or 3. His QSO so I can get that down, but today was a good day, so I'm hopefully trying to get him back there in a week or something.
Yeah, not sure what you're doing there, but yeah, that'll sound like that'll be good. Get a nice update there, and that roam is definitely nice. Hotline. We were using it for VE testing, online VE testing. I was working with a group based out of Alabama. We use that. We'd get on a Zoom call, and then we'd have that for talking when they're taking the test. So we'd have to mute all our cameras so we don't distract them, and we could talk and talk about what's going on, and when they're being too slow, or was he looking over there for some answers or something? So we'd use that for our background communication. Had a little 504. I've got it on handshake hotline and hands over IP, and then I've got it still running to the node. I bought one, and then when I was trying to get trunking to work and everything like that, I was reading, get a second one to monitor control frequency, and then the other one, I'll go to the bag. Ended up figuring out how to do it with just one, so now I've got two of them. I only really need one, but it is what it is.
got a guy that drives all the way from North Branch to your shop?
He drives from North Branch to wherever they send him. He's our FTM field project manager. He used to be our senior fire tech, but he took another position probably about a year or so ago. And so he's all over. He'll call us up, where are you at? Like, where are you at? He's like, gosh darn it. But he goes to Lake Grand Rapids, Battle Creek. He goes wherever the field project manager needs to go. He gets the permits, the whole nine yards.
I would imagine the salary justifies the driving then.
And he goes when he has to, and then he works right from home. It's always in meetings, meetings, meetings. I just talked to him the other day. He just picked up one of the certificates for the state of Oklahoma for bird, fire, access cameras, the whole nine yards. It's kind of crazy. They looked all over and they found him. And they're like, did he do this? So he holds the certificate for the entire state of Oklahoma now.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got a pretty good gig then.
Well, I think so. And he's deserving of the position. He was, when he was in the lake, he was on $1,000. And then he came over to service. He did all the schooling. And like I said, he's the only one that has the level of fire license that he has, along with some state certificates. Yeah, he's a pretty smart dude.
Where are you at now? Your signal cleaned up quite a bit from when I first got in the truck.
I'm coming down 32 mile road. I think I just passed Mom, probably coming up on campground. I'm just going to do the 35 zone here. Where are you at?
I can almost tell where you're at based on the static. I'm burning up 53 right now. Traffic's moving pretty decently, thank God.
Yeah, I'm on the Richmond repeater. You know, Romeo doesn't work too well unless you're sitting underneath it sometimes.
Yeah, I run Romeo for a very brief stint while I'm commuting in the morning, and you just flip over to it when I get to the Bruce Township Fire. Flip off of it when I get to 32 mile road. Nah, maybe a little further south, 30 mile road, I'll switch over to Richmond. And then when I get to 25 mile road, 24 mile road, start at that section, and then 23. Then I switch to one and I get one half of the off.
I just tried Romeo for some reason, it didn't key up. Don't know what's all about that.
Can you hear me over here?
Yeah, 5-9.
This is Romeo from 26 Mile Road.
Hey, key up Romeo again. You can hit it. I don't know why I can't. Unless I drop a key on it. I gotta look now.
Could be any number of things. PL, offset, frequency.
Yeah, I tried queuing up. I haven't drawn power down to 5 and didn't give me anything back. Who knows? But like I said, Richmond's got a pretty big footprint. So I just hit it when as soon as I get up to like Rochester on 32, I bounce over and she stays pretty well connected.
Richmond's a killer machine. That thing works pretty much. I mean, that's what I use when I'm at my house and I'm not super far west, but west of 53 and I'm 10 miles north of 32. So, yeah, I mean, it works great for first location. I don't know if it's because I'm up high and it's kind of a clear shot to Richmond. Like, there's really nothing between my house and it. But, yeah, that's my go-to repeater now. It used to be Romeo, but like you said, Romeo, I think Romeo's a little ill.
Yeah, I love the Richmond. And then I just go between Richmond, sometimes Mount Clemens, and then Warren, depending on where I'm at. But Richmond and Warren are my two. But I'll be right back. I'll go get me a cone. I just pulled up in the Romeo Dairy Queen.
NADDF, standing by.
I'm sound like a child. Who says that you can't have ice cream before dinner? KJO.
I could go for a chocolate dip strawberry cone right now.
Medium twist dipped in chocolate.
Dilly bar.
Yeah, those two. How's it going, Eric?
Going good, man. I just stopped in here for a second. I'm still at work. I just thought I'd throw that comment in there. But, yeah, Dilly bars, those are pretty good. I haven't been to Dairy Queen in about 15 years.
Well, while we're on the topic of ice cream, I don't know if you guys have had a Magnum bar yet, but that's my best favorite ice cream on a stick choice.
I'm going to take it away from Eric. Where do you get one of those? You talking about the, at the store, or is it a Dairy Queen thing?
You can get them, it's not Dairy Queen, you can get them anywhere. Like the, I used to get them at the gas station downtown Armada, because it was like a block from my house, so I would go get some of those things, man. Oh, they're so good. It's thick. It's just like a Dilly bar, but it's thicker chocolate with caramel in it.
Eric, you still with us?
I think he's back to work.
Oh, I know which ones you're talking about. Yeah, I've seen those around. Yeah, those are good, too.
Yeah, you can get them at Kroger, too. They come in a three-pack, which is, like, the worst quantity ever. Because then you feel like you got to eat all three. At least I do. I love ice cream. Shouldn't eat it, though. Makes my stomach not happy. I don't know if it's the dairy or what. Man, I sound like an old man. I helped a new ham put on a 2x4, Tom.
Yeah, who's that?
He's, Romeo Fire, I think. He lives literally like a mile from me. Met him on Matchtastic back in the day. And then when I posted my Matchtastic stuff for sale, he messaged me on Facebook. He's like, are you the dude that I was talking to up in Omaha? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then turns out he got his ticket. So helping him get going on the amateur side of things, where all the fun's at.
And yours all fixed up, so you're all happy. It's a wonderful day.
Yeah, mine barely came loose. Like, it was just slightly loose, and that was enough to throw it.
Yeah, I got my SDR working over the weekend.
I think Dave's been experimenting with those, too. He's got a Hack RF. I think he's got the same one I have. I've not done anything with it, but I know you can hook up pretty much any antenna because it's such a wide receive and listen to whatever you want as long as the antenna's good.
This one came with a set of rabbit ears and with a little tripod. And then I downloaded the software that goes with it, whatever. You know, so I just go up and down the band and I go to VHF bands. I can hear a little bit there, a little bit here. And then I got Unitrunk and put in a control frequency and went to town with that.
The first and only one of those I've messed with is that iGate I was telling you about. I built that thing and got it working somehow, and it's just running in my cabinet basically to test APRS on any radios that can do APRS. So it doesn't get used much, especially since my new mobile doesn't even do APRS. But, yeah, those things are cool. I don't even have my HF antenna up right now because the yard's destroyed. But that's what I was doing, too, is I was just kind of tuning around the bands, listening to whatever I could hear, and seeing what was out there. You find all kinds of interesting stuff.
Kind of tune it to a local radio station, and then I set up the bit rate on it. Got it up at, I think, to like 3.2. I think that's what the bit rate is on it. Put it up in its highest setting, and it starts to listen to the radio. My daughter's like, oh, that's pretty cool, Dad. But yeah, I took this up and I started going down 80 meter, 40 meter, bouncing all around. I'm like, you see that little spike? That means there's something there. So I go to the spike and automatically converts it from CW, upper side, lower side, raw, you know, in a DM. And you just barely hear little things here and there. So she's like, wow, that's pretty cool. One that doesn't like radios.
1080 DF. Once I get my antenna back up, I'll jump on 80 and see if you can hear me.
Yeah, if everything's right, let me know and I'll load it up on the laptop and put the rabbit ears back up. And I'll check it and say, okay, it's working. Just tell me what frequency you're at and I can just type it in and then sit there and listen. See if I hear you.
I wish I could get a group of people to jump on 80 every now and again and screw around. We've done it a few times and tested stuff out, but 80 is kind of tough. You got to have either a pretty specific antenna for 80 or a really long wire to do well. So that's kind of why we don't hang out there and then you're too close for 40. So kind of a bummer. I would like to jump on 80 and hang out. I love using my HF stuff, but talking to strangers isn't as fun as talking to the guys you know.
Well, you can string a long line through the entire property, and then you'll be all set.
Well, that's what I have. I have a 133-foot long wire NFET half-wave, but I don't have anything to support it. So I have to use a push-up fiberglass mast, and then I got to guy it. It's a huge pain. It takes me a bit to get the length right, so it's not drooping. So, it's kind of frustrating. So once the yard's done, I'm going to try to figure out a more permanent antenna solution.
Some questions. Did you use a ladder configuration with 80?
Could I use a what?
The one that looks like a Jacob's ladder.
I don't know.
I mean, I saw a picture of it. I can't remember what it is, but I didn't know if it was just for a specific frequency. I said I'm not so much about HF. But I thought it had a feed line, and then it went across, and there was like a couple wires that go between that. And it was like a ladder, and then the ground was at the other end, and then you have your resistance values and whatever else you got to do to make it 80 meters.
Talking like a fan dipole?
I guess I don't know much about the HF antennas. I just remember seeing it where they would string it across two trees and they had these wires between the trees, you know, almost like a spider web, but it was a vertical.
I don't know. There's so many different ways to do it. I've been going down the rabbit hole lately. I found a vertical that I would like to try and just kind of stick in the ground on the side of the house, and that would probably solve the convenience portion of my problem. But going from a good wire to a compromised vertical, I'd probably not be super happy with it. So the main focus is to have the wire come out of the other side of the house, which means I got to move the coax, and then kind of just run it down the property line out of sight, and then support it some way, somehow.
How about a piece of Unistrut off the side of the house?
The side of the house isn't the problem because I've got a junction box and an eyelet that I hang the transformer from. So that part's fine and supported. It's the other end of the 133 feet of wire that I got to figure out how to keep up in the air. And it's one of those things, the higher the better.
Light pole with an insulator?
Yeah, that's an option. That's what I was thinking of doing in the front yard, but then I have an antenna in the front yard. So trying to be inconspicuous, not that I have anyone to answer to, but I also trying to be a little bit courteous to my wife so she doesn't have to look out her window and stare at a contraption of any sort. Man, that guy's got a beautiful yard in his garden. I've never noticed that. So that's why I was thinking the vertical. I might work the vertical and try it. If it doesn't work, ship it back.
Yeah, I can't think of any other options besides getting a telephone pole or some type of pole. with an insulator in each corner of the yard. That's about all I could think of.
That was the next thing I was going to try once I relocate the feed point, is run it through the telephone pole on the southwest side of my yard. And whatever length I got to make it up with some thin rope of some sort, and tie it off to that, and you probably won't see anything.
Oh, so you got a feed, you got a pole in your corner on your back lot, I take it?
Not on the back, they're on the road, so I don't know what the rules are on that or how much DPE would appreciate me tying a wire to their pole.
I get you on that one.
Did I drop?
No, I got it. He says, I don't know if DPE is going to like it. I said, yeah, that's going to be a little sticky situation right there.
Oh, my bad. I thought I dropped out because I'm taking a different way home. Yeah, I know. So, I don't know. I'll figure something out. I got a ways to go. Go figure. I get a 7-10 and then I can't even, had to take down my antenna. So, I've not played HF in a bit. Bummer. I haven't really been talking on it much. It's like, like you've been doing with your SDR. It's kind of fun just to tune around and listen.
Yeah, I got the, I got the hands over IP, ID. And password, I just don't have the yet yet to plug into my VoIP.
Wait, what do you mean? Is this related to the SDR?
No, sorry, I was choking on an ice cream cone. No, I got my SDR, that's all set up for Trump. That's working great. But also the hands over IP, you know, the radio with the, you know, with the phone going over through the nodes and everything. I have my ID for that, I got my password, but I gotta get the right Cisco phone to plug in so I can program it. And everyone I picked up so far doesn't work too well.
If I come across any Cisco phones, I'll be sure to hold them for you.
I'm looking for a Cisco phone. I think John has one.
Yeah, that'll work if he wants to sell it, Derek. What is it, like the 525, whatever that everybody talks about? So I got all the PoE switches in my house and my internet. You know, I just need the right PoE phone to get everything all connected.
All right, I'm going to jump out of here. Just pulling in the house here, so I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. NATDS.
All right, 73, I just got done with my ice cream cone, now I got to head home myself. KCKGO 73 to you. BBAP, still there, KCKGO.
KFAEAYL, anybody got a signal check on this Kenwood I got? K KF80 Whale. KF8AYL testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, KF8AYL testing, 1, 2, KF8AYL.
KF8AYL, this is AZ8JF, successful.
Well, thanks for coming back to the station. I'm just toughing this new HT I got here. Just wondering how my signal is coming through. Copy that. Well, you're coming in a little bit scratchy. Hope it's on my radio. I picked up this Kenwood on a Facebook marketplace. It didn't have an antenna, a battery, a charger, nothing. But I put it back together, got the pieces, and just trying to see how it's going to work.
No, I'm sure it's my side. I'm a little bit far from the repeater and don't have my charger antenna on the car right now. Sounds great. Perfectly able. No baby. It's just nice and terrible quiet. So, yeah, whatever you're doing, working out well. Got a good seat there, sounds like.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm just playing with it for now, trying to get the software set up right in it. And it's got some digital stuff that I've never played with before, so maybe I'll get into that. But thanks for coming back, 73s. This is KF8AYL.
You bet. Glad to come back. So, yeah, enjoy the new rig, and happy testing. EZHAF, I'll be quick.
W8EAP, mobile.
EAP, is that Eric?
I got two people keying up there. The first person, I thought someone said, is that Eric? And I said, yes, it is.
Well, how are you doing there, Eric? This is KF8AYL on a Kenwood THP75A that I picked up from a Facebook marketplace for $80. It didn't have an antenna, didn't have a battery, didn't have a charger. Looked like it was dragged behind a car. But I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I'll take a chance. So I bought the pieces, put it back together, and it seems to be working.
Yep. Sounds just like a regular radio. Not too loud, not too quiet. Audio tone seems okay. That sounds good. Yep. But, I haven't known a Kenwood in a long time, probably since the 90s. Well, I got out of radio for a while, and I came back, and I'm talking on an any tone right now. Over here, and coming into the border of Sterling Heights and Warren.
Yeah, this radio is feature-packed. Got all kinds of stuff. I'm going to be playing with this one for a while. I'm just glad it works.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can pack into radio, especially today. I don't know how old that radio. Sounds like it might be a few years old, but nowadays, man, they put all kinds of stuff in there. Frequency counter, near field. You don't even have to program it. You just key up a radio next to it, and it self-programs your radio. Aircraft band, all kinds of good stuff in radios now. But yeah, I'm not too familiar with your radio. I think I've heard of it, but it might be a few years old, right?
I don't know how old it is, but They've only been selling these since about 2021, so it's not that old, but, man, it looks like it's been dragged behind a car and through a mud pit, and I don't know what happened to this radio, but I saw it. I'm like, that's an $800 radio if you go buy it new. So I'll pay $80. I'll try it. You know, it didn't have the battery, didn't have the antenna charger. I bought those pieces, and we'll see how it works. Seems like it's okay. It looks horrible, but it looks like it's been drugged through hell, but whatever, I guess it works.
Very good. Well, you don't have to worry about scratching it up. You don't have to baby it, you know. You don't have to worry about it. When I buy radios, I buy inexpensive ones that I don't care if they get lost or get scratched up. I just throw it out and get another one. But anything under $100, you know, if it works under $100, it's a good deal. If it lasts a year or two, that's a good deal, right? But yeah, my first HQ was about $450. That's back in 1990 money, which is about $1,000 in today's money.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, this radio, if you can buy this radio brand new today, it's like, I think, $750, $800, something like that. It's kind of, it does digital. I haven't done that on it yet. We'll see. But, yeah, it doesn't look pretty. I don't know who the hell did what to this radio, but it does not look pretty.
Yep. Well, like I said, if it's what I'm thinking of, yeah, if something's got D-Star in it or something like that, I'm thinking it's got D-Star in it. But, yeah, I don't know too many D-Star repeaters around here. There might be one up Clarkston or something like that area, Holly or something, but there's no D-Star around here, I don't think. I could be wrong. Might want to check out your repeater book.
Yeah, I'll get into it. I'm up here in Burt's Run off the Burt repeater here, but there ain't a whole lot of digital stuff. Yeah, it does I think it does two digital modes, this one, but I gotta look it up again.
Yep, alright, well, hey, you have a good one. Nice talking to you. I'm usually out here about between 5:30, 6:30, 7 every night, coming out while leaving work. So I just say it's a little bit later than normal. Usually try to get out the door by 6 o'clock, but yeah, there's usually plenty of people out here on this repeat. I'm on the Warren machine right now. But, anyhow, 7:30, catch you later. This is WAEAP.
All right, Eric, enjoy the rest of your evening there. This is Ken, KF8, AYL.
Thank you.
test 1-2.
3-4-5. Well, to confirm it.
Did I what?
I'm guessing what the check was. Just wondering, did you confirm it?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Butt row. I just had some vegetable lasagna, and now I feel dirty.
Michelle just got home. She's going to make burgers, so I'll make up for it for you. Test one. Ooh. All right, 1-2-3. Do we have some?
Kenwood testing 2-3-4-5-6. Kenwood testing 2-3-4. KF-8-AYL.
KF-8-BRC. WATAP.
Hey, see, I'm here.
Sounded like you, and Like Eric says, the only word we could make out was Florida. What in the heck was that?
No. That's VB20G.
All right, you sound a lot better now. Maybe your mic wasn't plugged in all the way or something, but I'll let you carry on now that you can be heard. I just figured Eric was driving, and I had a better shot at hearing you because I'm in a house, quiet. All right, carry on. W8FU.
Hey, how about now? I'm on high power.
That has nothing to do with it. Something wrong with your microphone. It's not your power, it's your microphone.
Because probably I did fix it before. I didn't know that. Remember I put the WD-40 in it?
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe the microphone had dirty contacts or something.
I'll check it again when I go home.
You go home? Where are you at now?
Class Street. I told you, Class Street, from the gas station in Florida.
Well, I'm almost at your house right now.
Well, always meet.
Well, it's at the gas station in Florida. What are you doing at the gas station in Florida?
No, that's what you told me. You want me to be in Florida, so I'm in a gas station in Florida, across the street from it.
Oh, I'm at your house right now. Roger.
No, you want to come home? Okay, I'll just stand over there. I'll be there in a minute.
I'm going to be sitting.
KF80WL.
Go for it.
How can Jack be in Florida and then at his house in a few minutes?
Fast driver.
I'm just wondering how this Kenwood sounds here. You made a few adjustments on it. Is this radio sounding all right? You guys were doubling there.
Roger. Now I'm on the 500 mile radio. 500 mile radio.
Can't pay any well.
KF8DPZ.
KATB.
KABV, WFSM.
What? WFSM, KABV. What's happening?
Oh, playing with something. I had to switch profiles so I could say hello, because I thought I heard you from the other room, or the other radio.
Yes, twas I. Hey, I've got a question for you. The 222 680 or 860 or 620, whatever repeater is that's got your call sign on it, is that connected to any other repeaters? Is it monitored? I listen to it once in a while if I'm in the shack. I'm just curious what's up with that one.
Oh, 22462. It is, we have a 220 hub, and TJ had something on it. The Detroit 220 was connected, but it blew the PA up. And then, sometimes there's a 220 on the west side of the state that connects, but they connect to like 40 different nets, and I've told them to stop that. So, supposedly whenever they're connected to nets, they disconnect from us. So, it looks like they are doing that now, but for a while there they weren't, and I was like, guys, we don't need to listen to a bunch of horny old guys, you know, spoon over some female NCS every night.
Yeah, creepy. All right, no, I was just curious. I throw my call out on it once in a while if I'm in the shack. My antenna is horizontal, so it's not super great, but if I aim in that direction, I guess it's not bad. I seem to bring the repeater up fairly reliably with 100 watts or so, but no, I was just curious. No great shakes. Just driving home. And nice night if you're a snowman. What the heck, I thought it was almost summer. 49 degrees.
Yeah, I'm showing 45 right now. It is chilly for damn sure. We still, I think we had about 80 or 90 rounds of golf today still at the one course. I didn't check the other one, but when I was, it was 11 o'clock and I think we had 45 rounds already going through there. I was like, holy hell, it's 51 degrees out and these people are out golfing.
Yeah, you can play golf about 45 to 50 and up. 50 is okay. Under 50 is going to be a little uncomfortable, but 50 and up, you know, there's proper gear and all that. And if you're walking around, you're staying warm and it's sunny. But yeah, everybody's, all the enthusiasts are a month behind on their rounds because it's been cold and rainy.
Okay, what do you mean it doesn't sound right? Do I need to adjust the EQ or the delay or the pitch or the noise reduction? Come on, speak up. Lance is like, you don't sound right.
Well, since you asked, I would say that I would bump up the level about 25%, and I would adjust the tone control from 75 to 50. But it's a little bright. It's lacking in some low tones, and it's a little undermodulated.
Nope. Let me turn this down. I want to go zero here. We'll give it a little bit of gain. And I wonder if I can do the, I can shift my pitch a little. What if I shift my pitch down a little?
Alright, I supposedly enabled the loudness or the gain up a little, and I switched my pitch down a little.
No, very bad. Incompatible codec. Very, very pixelated. Undo the pitch change at the very least, because that was not a... I don't think it's a pitch issue so much as it is a frequency response issue, if that makes sense.
It does. I'm not even sure what I sound like. I'm just farting around with it. Alright, I turned off the pitch. Did that take the pitch off?
It's now back to trebly but natural tone. And what the heck business does Lance have critiquing someone's audio, Mr. Undermodulated himself? But I didn't say that, I'm just saying, you know what.
Oh, I know it too. Alright, I just boosted the lows up a little. W8FSM, boosting his lows.
Yeah. I don't know that made a big difference. I mean, the volume control. power on my radio. It's all the way up, and it's a little light. Final output audio.
Down about 5 dB. But yeah, I should go listen to myself and see how it sounds when I get playing. I mean, I literally just loaded the configs in and been farting with it. I can come up with, it sounds like a phone's hanging off the hook.
RF mics. Actually, I got two of them, but it was starting with it. I don't like how it uses, I actually gotta work on it more. When it connects to, if you use IAX2 instead of the ASL public stuff, it leaves the call open. It's not doing it's supposed to run a constant 80 kilobits when I connect to the private servers, but if I go through public and all that, it will off it with, it'll do the only transmitting or sending receive audio when you're keyed or RXing. So, but I did get it to connect to our MMDVM servers for DMR, so it's really what one of the things I wanted to use it for was DMR testing, and then we're also going to be doing P25, so there's a connector in here that I want to use with that, with P25's MMDVM stuff that we're going to start working on. Hopefully shortly, but I'll get them away.
Downtown Pontiac here near home, and I met the end of the Warren rope, so I have to switch over to the West Bloomfield, but of course that one is not strong here, so if I transmit here and then click back over and listen on the Warren one so I can hear you. But anyway, all I said was P25 blah 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 over my head. Over.
Yeah, we're trying to make some updates and changes to that, hopefully shortly. So.
What? I know, it is 10:30 and I am still down in my office.
Someone wants cuddles, I think.
You want to go upstairs? Is that what it is? He said, I've been down here long enough. I've been down here for 10 to 8 a.m. I should get out of here. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Meow.
Yeah, I hear you.
Meow. Yep, well, I'm about at home, so I will sign off. Have fun with the new mic thing, and we will catch you next time. WAFS Meow, KADB.
Come on. You're on my chest now. What do you want?
Yes, I probably should close up for the night, go upstairs.
Michelle didn't get home till almost 9 and then made burgers for dinner, so I had a burger for dinner. That was delicious, but I probably should go upstairs. Someone's pawing at me. I take the holder. If I hold her, she'd be fine. The problem is I lose one arm, so I can't really type a lot with just one hand. So. I know. What? All right. Have a good night, Don. KBD WFSM.